dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. That's right. It's time once again for You Big Dummy. You're a dummy, dummy. This is where I read some real news stories that really happened, and they're really dumb, and people do really dumb stuff, and then we vote on the biggest dummy. Vic is real busy in the newsroom this morning, so he will not be able to vote, but Roger and Dan and myself, we will be voting for You Big Dummy. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. Dummy one. Police in Denmark sent a street performer home for his disruptive performance. For his disruptive performance of Wonderwall by Oasis. I'm already laughing one sentence in and I can't even get through this. Danish police said the guitarist set up outside a convenience store and was playing, quote, unquote, very badly and loudly. Police said, quote, he certainly did not sound like Liam Gallagher. A patrol officer approached the guitarist to send him home to practice, and later police offered a word of advice. Police said, quote, just because you can play Wonderwall doesn't mean that you should.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy. Sold to the dummy with the black mustache.
Oh, man. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. By the way, are we sure that that wasn't Liam Gallagher? Considering his recent performances.
He would have walked off mid-song.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. A man's decision not to flush the toilet led to his arrest. Detective Tin Lohman said the suspect did his business and didn't flush during an October break-in. That allowed investigators to collect evidence and conduct a DNA profile. It matched another profile in the national database, and detectives tracked the suspect to his home in nearby Ventura. Andrew David Jensen was arrested on July 28th on suspicion of first-degree residential burglary, which is a felony, and his bail was set at $180,000. Lohman said it's the first DNA burglary match case that he knows with fecal evidence collected from a toilet.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy? And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
I don't even know what to say, man. I don't even know what to say. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy three. And we have a reader this week. Our reader is John from South Bend. For being our reader, he gets a $25 Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnatis.com. Or just walk 900 feet from my front door of my building, and you're in a Lou Malnati's. He also gets a gift certificate. Oh, this is awesome. For a half dozen Mirai sweet corn from Twin Garden Farms. It's the best sweet corn out there, and it's extraordinary sweetness, flavor, and tenderness. You pick up a green mesh bag today at Twin Garden Farms or a farmer's market near you. Go to twingardenfarms.com for locations. You got the best pizza and the best corn. That's pretty cool. John from South Bend, take it away.
JD in South Bend here. Reporting for You Big Dummy, a very special solar eclipse edition.
Blinded by the light.
Dateline, Kissimmee, Florida. Stealing a car and leading deputies on a chase was not about to stop one man from seeing Monday's total solar eclipse, according to authorities. The Orange County Sheriff's Office said Joscan Feliciano Rosado, 22, stole a vehicle and was being pursued by the department's auto theft unit when he parked at Harbor Freight at Osceola Parkway in Kissimmee. Deputy said Rosado bought a welder's mask with blue flames on it from the store. and used it to view the eclipse as he stood in the parking lot next to the stolen car. That's when deputies made their move. He didn't have a clue that they were about to walk up to him, said Jane Wattrell with the Orange County Department. He was so absorbed looking at the eclipse, he had no idea he was being tracked or that officers were going to make the arrest. It was easy, textbook, and they got their man. Rosado is charged with third-degree grand theft auto, and if convicted, he would face up to 5 years in prison, which would leave him out in time for the next eclipse in 2024. As for the welding helmet with the auto-darkening lens that Rosado bought, hardware specialists, along with astronomers, both agree that the model purchased by Rosado was not safe for eclipse viewing. And if there's a moral to the story, I guess this may be it.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart.
And I'll back to Nick D at the dummy anchor desk.
Wow.
A little Perry Como in there.
You got a professional do that one? Wow. And it's a timely story, too.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. I love the fact that the welder's mask wasn't safe. It's fantastic.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four! A former Pizza Hut employee was arrested after he refused to leave the restaurant and decided to quiz the police officers on history. The 25-year-old was in the back office and advising the manager he wasn't going to leave after he was fired. He sat down in an office chair and refused to answer any questions, but instead started to quiz officers with history questions. He continued to refuse to leave when the deputies advised him that he would be arrested. He replied saying that he wasn't going anywhere. Once he was in handcuffs, the man attempted to flee on foot, but was then caught and brought to jail.
But if you and Rollo are going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. We'll vote after the news, all right? Cool. Here we go. The fire department had to be called after a man attempted to get rid of a wasp's nest by pouring gasoline on it and setting it ablaze. Fire crews were called to a home on Rockwood Avenue after a man poured gasoline on a nest and set it on fire. Only to ignite the home that the nest was attached to. The fire itself caused little damage, but crews were forced to remove siding from the outside of the house. Then they had to break through the interior wall into the basement in order to spray water into the frame to extinguish embers that had fallen into the wall. Nobody was injured in the fire, and nobody was stung by a wasp, a policeman said. All right, we got a break here, and then we'll do a recap and vote on the dummy of the week. News is coming up. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. I'm your weekday overnight dude, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich at 5 with the opening bell. Pete McMurray filling in for Steve Cochran this morning on Morning Drive. 312-981-7200, getting ready for Fly Jams Friday. Get your funky requests in now and call in a little bit later on when DJ Shagru gets out of the TARDIS. 312-981-7200. Also Straight Out of Context coming up. We got no Nick D Show Spies this week. All right, we heard before the break, we heard all five dummies, and they're good dummies, but there's some big dummies this week. Some big dummies. Now we must vote. Get a little recap here. Dummy number one was the dummy who sang a bad rendition of Wonderwall by Oasis. Dummy number two was the dummy who didn't flush, and he was caught using the DNA from his poop. Dummy number three was the dummy who was being chased by cops, but he stopped to look at the eclipse. Dummy number four was the dummy who quizzed cops on history as he was being arrested. And dummy number five was the dummy who set his house on fire by trying to get rid of a wasp's nest. Lots of dummies here. Lots of dummies. Dan? What do you recollect?
Oh, you know, the the guy who didn't flush is just rude. I mean, if you're going to rob a house, at least just take a second to flush, man. I think any other week, Wonderwall would win, but the fact that the welding helmet had blue flames on it, that pushes it over the top. So I will go with the Eclipse dummy.
Okay. Rogers in traffic. Roger, what are you voting for?
Yeah, well, I've never heard Wonderwall.
All right.
So that takes that out.
Uh-huh.
The poop one's just too disgusting. I've got to go with Wasp because it hits home, sort of, kind of.
Oh. Did you set your house on fire because of a wasp nest?
It was ants.
Uh-huh.
And almost.
Oh, all right.
So I guess I qualify.
So you identify with dummy number five.
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
All right. I think the Wonderwall one with Oasis just I think is hilarious. The cops are just like, you're bad, go home. I also think that the wasp guy is a dummy. The poop story I find fascinating. But I have to go with the guy who steals a car, gets a welding helmet, flames on it, stops to look at the eclipse, doesn't even know the cops are there because he's looking at the eclipse, gets arrested, and then he may have damaged his eyesight. That is dumb. And also a really nice job by our reader with the production values, a little, adding, what the hell did he add? Blinded by the Light.
And then Perry Como. Yeah.
So it was a nice job. So in addition to corn and pizza, you have our thanks. Very funny. But, yeah, that guy is dumb. And I also, on top of that, Dan, it's nice when we have timely dummy stories.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
That is timely. It's today. So there you go. All right. Where are we going? This.
F-bomb. Out of context, context.
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
Yeah. All right, there it is. You know what it is, straight out of context. That's when you, the listener, listen 24/7, and whenever anybody on this radio station says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Are we ready?
We are, and we begin with Margaret in Carbondale, Eric, and our own Mike Jacobson, who heard this one of Dean Richards.
Any listener would like to massage me.
That's how you get a lawsuit, Dean. All right.
Eric also submitted this one of Dean.
Steve won't do it for me anymore.
I don't even want to know what's going on there. Every time Dean comes on with Steve, it gets filthy. All right.
Speaking of Steve Cochran, also from Eric.
Appreciate you getting up and all that.
I love Steve. He's the best. All right.
And Brian and Eric gives this one of Steve Grzanich.
I think mine's actually bigger than yours.
Oh! Oh, boy! Okay.
Tom and Champagne heard this one of you and Esmeralda.
It's warm and you hear a buzzing sound.
Mm-hmm.
What? What were we talking? Were we talking about the overhead projector?
You were.
I was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what does that mean? Esmeralda wasn't.
No, I didn't. It didn't. I didn't mean it to sound that way. But
okay.
It just kind of came out. I think actually she was thinking what she said, not you.
Oh, that's what happens here on the show. People just talk about what they're thinking about. All right.
Again, Milwaukee submitted this one of Judy Pilak.
We know his balls are soft.
Oh, my, come on now. Come on. Come on. Oh, Judy. All right.
Katrina emailed this one of Rokan.
Violetta pulls it out.
No! Oh, boy. Oh, man. That's good. That's a good one. Okay.
Derek the truck driver and our own Vic Vaughn sent in this one of you.
Hey, by the way, Esmeralda, how is your whole... All right, let's break here, okay?
Sure.
All right, let's just take... I need a breather after that one. Vic, you're sick, man. Vic Vaughn. Jeez.
He did say he felt yucky as he was typing up the email.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a break. We got weather. We got traffic. We come back, and we will have more Straight Out of Context and keep the show classy. That's what I like about this. That's the reason why I have a plaque outside on the ground, because of this segment. That's exactly why. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as hell. F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. 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 Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context. All right. There you go. How you doing, everybody? Nick DiGilio here on Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday coming up. DJ Shagru will be busting out of the TARDIS, getting ready to go. Get your requests in if you want. Call a little bit later on as well. He'll take them live. 312-981-7200. Again, we're in the middle of Straight Out of Context. We had to take a breather after that last one. Jeez. I'm just glad Esmeralda's not here to hear that one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're back. Straight Out of Context continues.
My good friend Mark Guest heard this exchange between Lou Manfredini and Sam Paniadovich.
Do you know if it was wit whiz or without?
Wit whiz.
Oh. They've been talking about Philly cheesesteaks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
All of the next ones are of Lou from Brian.
And Esmeralda's not here.
What are the chances?
Oh.
First up.
As we're doing it, I'm going to describe it as well.
See, for those of you who are new, and Roger, Esmeralda loves the Lou Manfredini Out of Context.
Oh, because they're always
they're
great.
Her favorite of all time, and she laughs like a lunatic. When we play them back, you could hear her down the hallway. Like, I could hear her in here laughing at some of the Lou Straight Out of Context. Okay, we got more Lou here.
Second one.
Just apply that into the hole carefully so you don't, like, smear it on. Just fill the hole.
All right.
And the final one.
So you're going to use a wax stripper.
There you go. That's why Esmeralda loves him so much. Okay.
Peter in Buena Park submitted this one of you.
Yeah, even the sex doll's not talking. Well, I don't know what to say about that. I told the grill man story again this past week. For like how many times have I told that story on there? Like 100 times?
It's always good.
All right.
Brian emailed this one of Dean Richards.
I'd never done it, you know, on my deck before, so I thought, what the heck, I'll give it a try.
Oh, God, Dean. All right.
Margaret from the north side sent in this one of Kevin Powell.
I just can't get myself excited.
Oh, well, try some Bill Withers. I think that'll work for you. Okay.
Back to Dean from Jim and Ethel.
Will we be able to see Uranus?
Come on, man. Come on, man. What happened after that? Come on, somebody had to say something. Was that on his show or was it on Steve's show?
It was on his show. Sam Paniadovich did.
I mean, come on. He had to know, right? Dean. Dean dominating this week. All right.
Jim heard this one of Brian Noonan.
I know it was thrust upon you at the last minute.
Oh, God. All right.
Tanker Bob submitted this one of Wendy Snyder.
Are you going to look at it?
Well.
Only with special glasses.
I don't even know, man. I don't even know. All right.
Tim and Terry emailed this one of you.
I always forget how shiny the rubber is. Oh, man. Oh, man. All right, I feel I need to explain. I really...
Is this going to get you in more trouble?
I really need to explain. I bought a new pair of Chucks. I bought a new pair of Converse All-Stars.
Oh, yes.
And when you buy them, mm-hmm. when you get a new pair, the canvas is lovely and untouched, and the rubber is really shiny. That's what I was talking about. I was talking about my shoes, about my new Chucks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure.
So, all right.
Derek the truck driver, Margaret in Carbondale, and Kathy in Antioch sent in this one of you.
Esmeralda blanks on ape things. You know, as soon as it came out of my mouth, and Esmeralda lost it. Esmeralda lost it after I said that. I mean, unbelievable.
Aaron in Aurora heard this one of Rob Martier.
You should have charged him $1 for a 10-second peek.
You know, we're getting a lot of mileage out of the Eclipse this week. We are getting a lot of mileage out of the Eclipse.
Won't
fantastic.
Be the last time either.
All right.
Trucker Tim submitted this one of Roe.
But whatever it was, he got it in there.
Okay.
Jesse emailed this one.
You all right, man?
Oh. Jesse emailed this one of Mary Sandberg Boyle.
I think the first year gift is meat.
I think that's the gift every year, quite frankly. Every year you should get meat. That's what I think you should get. Mary, you should get meat every year. All right.
And finally, Champagne Chad and Brian sent in this one of you and Rod Pyle.
So 2 minutes and 40 seconds is how long it lasts.
That's it.
Thank you, Eclipse, for providing us with much content on the show this morning.
You know, I got to say, it's only fair that one, the first clip of you and Esmeralda, where she says, I was in here laughing so hard, I hit the table so hard that the fader on my audio fell all the way down.
I know, because I
didn't realize it until later.
I run the board. When you started the traffic report, I had to crank you up all the way as far as I could.
Sorry, I didn't realize.
I was like, "What?" Because I looked in the I looked at the screen. You weren't like away from the microphone. You were at the normal distance.
Right.
I'm like, "The hell just happened?" I thought there was some sort of weird technical thing happening. Because Adam, you know, we had a little overheating issue here with the equipment a little bit earlier.
Right.
I thought, "Well, what's going on now?" But you just banged on the desk and
hysterical.
Then knocked your fader down. Yeah. All right, because I had to fade you all the way up, man.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Okay. All right.